Welcome to the NPTE Final Frontier Podcast, helping one student at a time. Visit npteff.com to enroll today so you can pass tomorrow. Thank you for joining us here on the NPTE Final Frontier Podcast. My name is David.
And my name is Emily. Today, we will be discussing what you can do outside of the classroom. So this episode is designed to help show you ways to become not only a better future clinician to help refine your skills, but also to help build your resume for those first job interviews, and also how to give back to those in need, and especially your community. So David, let's go into some ideas. What can you do outside of the classroom?
Something that's really beneficial that I personally wish that I did more of was take advantage of clubs, you know? And I know in regards to physical therapy, they usually have a physical therapy club that your class will put together for your program. But there's other clubs outside of that that you can be involved with that helps get you away from the books. Go for it. Same thing with undergrad.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And I think another awesome way to utilize clubs is with your knowledge within the medical field as a physical therapy student or a physical therapy assistant student, maybe you have other clubs who do community outreach in other ways. And maybe you can take your spin and knowledge on the medical field to help benefit these clubs, maybe help intertwine different clubs together to bring your skill set to the community.
Yeah. And, you know, we both are taking kind of like different aspects to it too, because the way I'm also thinking about it is, let's say that you are a big fan of, let's say you're a big fan of anime. Mm-hmm. You can join an anime club. Let's say you love picketball. You can join a picketball club. You love cricket. You can join a cricket club. You know, there's so many different things out there that you can do. But like you said, there's always clubs that are in relation to the medical profession that you could get involved with for experience and volunteering.
Yeah, I think it's so important to have a combination of both, because like you mentioned, hobbies or clubs to pursue other various interests, because let's face it, we should have different interests. Yes, our passion is physical therapy, but it's important to have other passions as well. And being able to pursue these passions through clubs and other outlets can not only help us meet new people, but also help us with stress relief and just close the books, take a step away, which in return can really help our studies as well.
Yeah. And let's say that a club doesn't exist that you have interest in. Hey, start it. I mean, Emily, I don't know if they had it when you were going to school, but like a running club, I'm sure that if they didn't have one right now, you would probably be one of those people to start up a running club.
Oh, I would love to start a run club. I've actually been thinking about trying to start a local community run club, you know, just to even get more people together within the community. So I totally agree with that statement. But another great way, we mentioned some clubs, but let's dive into another idea, which is volunteering. Some great things are pro bono clinics. If your school offers, you know, the pro bono based clinics, if they don't, there's other avenues or ways you could volunteer with community blood drives. You could volunteer, since we're on the topic of running. You could volunteer at different local 5K races, 10K races to give medical support. There's so many different ways to volunteer, which not only helps you give back to the community, but also helps you refine your skill set or maybe further your skill set in a different way outside of just the traditional scope of physical therapy, what we learn in the classroom. And finally, another huge benefit is resume building. It's great to have things outside of the classroom. So David, dive into that a little bit more.
Yeah, so it's huge on resume building because guess what? When people look at your resume, they're going to want to see that you are involved in the community, that you are doing that extracurricular activity that kind of sets you apart, that also keeps your mind busy, that says that, hey, I'm trying to do my part in the community and give back. I mean, like you mentioned with volunteering, something you can always do is get your classmates together, and you can always do a blood pressure screening or something like that. And you can do it. You can start it up yourself as a representative of maybe physical therapy club. You can go to a local coffee shop around the corner that everybody always goes to in the morning for some bagels. You can always go there, bagels and coffee. You could always go there and say, hey, how about this morning we set up a free blood pressure drive just for blood pressure screening, just for awareness of blood pressure. You could always do something like that. You know, what do you think about the resume building?
I think resume building is so important. I think it shouldn't be our driving force to volunteer to do things. We should want to do them for other reasons. But if it also helps build our resume, that's huge, because I think a lot of students get very focused on grades and just trying to excel within the classroom, which, don't get me wrong, it's very important. But what sets you apart from the next candidate? Because at the end of the day, we all have, if we're applying for a job, we have all gone through the education, we have all sat for our licensure exam, we have all passed our exam or on the path to pass our exam. So what sets you apart? And what you do outside of the classroom is what sets you apart. That is what will really have an employer look at your resume and maybe take that second look and say, wow, they did a lot that not only gave back, but also helped give them a different skill set that maybe a traditional, you know, new grad doesn't have. So it really helps you maybe be pushed to the top of that pile for that job.
Yeah. So Emily, what is something that you personally volunteered with, or it doesn't have to be necessarily physical therapy school, but what was a few things that you had volunteer experience with?
So luckily we had a pro bono clinic at our school, which I did volunteer at, which was great. But a pro bono clinic, if your program doesn't already offer that, that's something maybe you can work towards with your program, with your school to get set up. But that requires a lot of work and time commitments to get set up. So that's not always easy to just do. One of the big things I did was I volunteered at, like I mentioned, some of the local races. I volunteered at some races as medical coverage. Pretty much we handed out water at the finish line, maybe gave Band-Aids, helped direct the lines. So that was a thing I did often. I volunteered at some local races. And I also did volunteering for a local adaptive sports program. Now, that wasn't through school. I did that on my own. I sought out that volunteering opportunity on my own independently. And I volunteered with the soccer program because I played soccer growing up. I love soccer. So even though it wasn't necessarily directly related to physical therapy, I wasn't doing medical type of volunteering. I got to play soccer with different people with disabilities in the younger ages, from like 5 to 21. So that was an awesome experience for me. What about you?
So something that really stands out to me that I absolutely loved was that I had the opportunity to volunteer for the Games for the Physically Challenged on Long Island. And that was just such an incredible experience. I didn't do anything medical related, but I was one of the cheer people on the side of the track and field events. And we would cheer them on and motivate them and just really encourage them. And if they needed anything, you would help guide them, help get whatever they need, whether it's water or something like that. You just help them and welcome them. You know, it was just so meaningful to just be there and see the smile. I mean, just like with you in soccer, you know, when you get to volunteer your time and you see that smile that you get to put on their face, and, you know, maybe they give you a hug in return, or they just say thank you, or maybe they don't, but they have that smile and you're like, it just makes it all worth it. And
I couldn't agree more. I think a big takeaway of what we're saying is, yes, you can volunteer medically within the physical therapy profession side of things, but there are also so many volunteer opportunities outside of the scope of physical therapy that can also be utilized on resumes, that can also just be used to help drive your passion, help give back. And sometimes it's hard to do volunteering more within the medical aspect, because as physical therapy students, we're not licensed yet. So we do normally need to be supervised. We need to normally have licensed physical therapists providing supervision over us. So that there can be some more barriers to that side of volunteering. I'm not saying not to pursue it if it's not your goal, but There's also easier volunteer opportunities that don't require that supervision, like the ones we're mentioning with more of the adaptive sports or people with disabilities. So there's different avenues to go down with volunteering. So don't just think, oh, my school doesn't offer that. I can't do it. You can always seek out things on your own.
Something huge with volunteering, also the APTA, you know, the APTA always looking for volunteers, especially student volunteers. You know, you have the student assembly, and there's so many different delegations that you can be a part of, that you can volunteer to help out, whether it's maybe it's your local chapter that you want to get involved with, you know, but the APTA offers so many different volunteer opportunities that you can step up and be a part of.
That is such a great point. I did the student special interest group when I was in school. I was our local regional representative. And not only does it help us push our career, like push our profession, but it also helps us learn communication skills, build relationships with people in the field. So there are so many benefits to doing things within the APTA. I think at the end of the day, the focus of this episode is to encourage you to volunteer, encourage you to join clubs, encourage you to not only excel within the classroom, but also push yourself to excel outside of the classroom. So use this episode if you aren't doing these things outside of the classroom, is a little push to look into them, pursue these things because they will help you become not only a better professional, but also a better person.
And don't be scared to chase down these opportunities. You know, don't be scared. I mean, I know sometimes you may see an APTA opportunity, like with Emily, with the regional aspect, where it could come up with being a student volunteer. And it could be kind of scary to put yourself in sort of a position where you're networking with people that are experienced within the field, that have been in this field for, let's say, 20, 30, 40 or more years, and you're a student. You know, so it could be very intimidating to step up into that position. Don't be scared. Just go for it. The worst case scenario is it's not for you, and it may not be for you, but at least you're giving yourself that option. Emily, I do want to backtrack a little bit real quick. You did mention a pro bono clinic. For those that do not know, what is a pro bono clinic, and how does that compare to your routine clinic?
Sure. So our pro bono clinic is a volunteer-based clinic that's run by physical therapy students. Now, it's run by the students, but it's supervised by faculty members, licensed physical therapists. They are kind of over, they're an They're overseeing everything the students do. And for our pro bono clinic at our program, it's still up and running. So we're not necessarily outreaching the community directly right now, but we're offering services to students within, like in the undergraduate programs, any faculty members, administrative, personnel, things like that within the college. And they can come and be evaluated and receive treatments on any pro bono day. Not through insurance. It doesn't cost a penny for them. It's just a volunteer-based clinic to help students refine their skills, get some experience outside of the classroom, more in a clinic setting to kind of mimic what it will be like when they're actually working in the field.
How many times per week would you see a typical patient?
So our pro bono clinic is only offered once a week, certain weeks. It's not offered every week either, because like I said, it's still up and running.
So then, for those that listen, this is also very important that this isn't your primary physical therapy aspect or option. So if somebody actually had a surgery, Emily, you're not going to see somebody that just had a recent surgery, right? Or maybe.
No, we wouldn't. We don't see anybody who's actually having an ailment or injury that requires more skilled services. This is just for any student or personnel, maybe with, chronic ankle pain or just low back stiffness, something where they don't actually require skilled PT services on a more consistent basis. We really just educate them, show them exercises, things like that.
That's perfect. I think that's really beneficial, and it gives you something that we've been talking about, experience, which is the key.
Exactly. I couldn't agree more.
Now that you heard more about what you can do outside of the classroom, here's a quote from Jim Rohn. Discipline is the bridge between goals and accomplishment. That is right. So have that discipline, remain all in, chase down those goals, go achieve them. No matter what, if you have a goal, if you have a dream, just take the steps. Take the steps. It doesn't have to be a large step. Take a small step forward. Progress yourself slowly. You can do this. We believe in you. You are powerful. You are strong. You are a Final Frontier warrior. You will pass.
Thank you very much for listening. For more information on the NPTE Final Frontier, please visit npteff.com. You can visit all of our social media platforms, such as Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok.
Until next time, have a great day and a powerful tomorrow. Thank you once again.